live in a really nice apartment that I moan about because I'm now a New Yorker. If you live here for 15 years and you just, you know, and you, you know, you're drinking, you're over caffeinated and shouting at cab drivers with everybody else. So I outside my apartment was this homeless couple, a black man and a white woman. She was blonde, and I would see them every day. We'd see them, we'd pass them on a school run. My children would say hello to them, they'd say hello to us. And that was kind of the extent of it. And I have to, I'm ashamed to say that day by day, their poverty became more and more acceptable to me, and they became invisible. Before they actually disappeared. And then Hurricane Sandy hit, and I never saw them again. We were in a mandatory evacuation of our area of Tribeca, and they used to live in a tiny little piece of, like a park. It's laughably, it's smaller than this room, on the corner of Canal, you might know, on the corner of Canal Street and the West Side Highway. And they used to live under a plastic tarpaulin. And I noticed that they seemed to complain a lot less about their circumstances than I did, and I admired that. And then I really couldn't see them anymore, and I felt the instinct to write about them, but I didn't know who they were. And then I thought, well, wait a second, maybe that would be a really good way to discuss judgment, because I find our response to homelessness really puzzling. It's a peculiar response that people have.